利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all.
我们奉主耶稣圣名继续来学习新约的加拉太书。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the New Testament book of Galatians.
加拉太书的中心思想就是因信称义。
The main idea of Galatians is justification by faith.
2000年前使徒时代的教会面对一个很大的问题。
2000 years ago, the apostolic church encountered a great problem.
有犹太的信徒。
They were Jewish believers.
他们从小接受犹太教的教育。
Since birth, they were educated in the Jewish teachings.
习惯上圣殿献祭，还有守各样的节期。
And they were used to going to the temple, making sacrifices and observing festivals.
但是新的基督跟随了主之后。
However, the new Christ, after they started following Jesus.
他们还需不需要做以前这些东西呢？
Do they still need to do these old things?
还有有一些外邦人来信了主耶稣基督。
And there are some Gentiles who came to believe in Jesus Christ.
他们很单纯的信心。
They had a very simple faith and they accepted God.
但是又有一些犹太人跟他讲。
But there were some Jews who told them,
你们信了主还是要去守律法、守割礼、守节期。
You believe in Jesus, but you still have to obey the law and keep the teachings such as making sacrifices and festivals and circumcision.
对这个议题啊，非常的有争论。
And the church at the time had a lot of division and problems in the body.
保罗他从神那边领受了。
So Paul received the pure revelation and gospel from Jesus Christ.
所以他有责任要把这个重要的遗体非常的一个详细的一个陈明。
And his responsibility was to give a very detailed explanation of this gospel.
所以他就写了加拉太书给当时的加拉太区的教会。
And therefore he wrote the book of Galatians to the people in Galatia.
我们现在来查考第三章。
So now we're going to study chapter 3.
我们请打开加拉太书的第三章。
Let us all turn to Galatians chapter 3.
从第三章的第一节到第五节
From chapter 3, verse 1 to 5,
保罗啊，尝试要加拉太的信徒想一想到底他们怎么样接受主的福音的。
They wanted the people in Galatia to think about how they received the gospel.
加拉太是保罗在第一次传道旅程建立的教会。
And the Galatia was the first church that Paul established a church.
所以他们信主没有很久。
So they haven't believed in Jesus in the Lord for a long time.
但是因为神的同工圣灵的大能
Because of the guidance of God and the big, great work of the Holy Spirit,
福音传到那边,
the Holy Spirit was preached over there.
教会也非常的兴旺,
and the church was very
prosperous.
但
是不久之后, 只有犹太教的人,
However, not soon later, the people of the Jewish, the Jews,
他们相信基督, 但是他们又放弃不了犹太教。
They believed in Jesus, but they weren't willing to let go of Judaism.
所以他们就去告诉加拉太的外邦的信徒要守割礼，要回到律法。
So they taught the people of Galatia, the Gentiles, that they had to receive circumcision and go back to the law.
所以保罗啊，在第一节跟第五节当中就问他们：“你想想看，你是怎么样接受福音的？”
And in chapter 3, verse 1 and 5, he asked them, "How did you receive the gospel?"
第一节说：“无知的加拉太人啊。”
He called them the foolish Galatians.
为什么叫无知呢？
Why are they called foolish?
这句话是很严重的。
This is a very serious word.
如果今天有人骂你说你是笨蛋，你大概很生气。
If someone called you stupid today, you would be very mad.
无知的原文就是笨蛋，你就是很蠢的。
And the original text for foolish is stupid, and it means you're very dumb.
为什么他们会无知呢？
And how were they foolish?
不是因为他没有教育的水准。
It wasn't because they didn't receive education.
而是因为他们没有在道理上扎根。
But it's because they did not take root in the faith.
圣经告诉我们
the truth. And the Bible tells us,
我的名因为无知而死亡。
My name has fallen because of foolishness.
没有了解神的话语。
And misunderstanding of
人
not understanding the truth.
人家讲什么他就相信什么。
Whatever people said, they believed.
所以保罗说你们是无知的加拉太人。
And so therefore Paul called them, you foolish Galatians.
保罗又问了是谁迷惑了你们呢？
And Paul asked them, who led you astray?
So, 一个人的失败，信仰的失败有两个方面。
There are two sides to a failure of someone's faith.
第一就是因为自己无知。
First is because you were foolish yourself.
不了解道理。
You don't understand the truth.
没有查考圣经就来信了。
You didn't study the Bible and you came and believed.
为什么受洗自己搞不清楚。
How come you baptized? You don't even understand.
信了又不追求。
You believe and you don't pursue.
信了几十年了。
You believe for about over 10 years.
真耶稣教会十大信条是什么都搞不懂。
And you don't even know the 10 basic beliefs of the True Jesus Church.
有一次我问一个我们在家庭聚会。
One time during family service, I asked a member.
随便讲起了啊，我们应该知道了信的主老信徒了几十年。请问真耶稣教会有十条最基本的信条。
And so I casually asked them, we've been believing in True Jesus Church for very long. We're all old members. What are the 10 basic beliefs?
你们应该从小信主三四十年，应该都知道了吧。
And you guys have believed in Jesus Christ for 30, 40 years. You should all know.
传道有十条那么多啊
？There's ten, Peter. I didn't know there were that many.
哎呀，无知
，foolish.
哎呀， 应该不是 foolish 了，就是 ignorant 啊
，ignorant，
不懂不懂
，not understanding。
信了一辈子，信了十条是什么都不懂。
You believe for a lifetime, you don't even know the 10 basic beliefs.
啊，怎么可以说是真耶稣教会的信徒呢
？How can you say you're a believer of the True Jesus Church？
上个礼拜我们在一个地方举开一个儿童圣经营。
Last week there was a
children Bible camp。
Children's Bible Camp.
两天而已。
And it was only 2 days.
一个小教会，他们说举办。
It was a small church and they planned it.
那么最小的六岁。
And the youngest was 6 years old.
最大的16岁。
The oldest is 16.
总共10人。
There were 10 people in total.
他们问我要讲什么。
And they asked what I was going to talk about.
我说要讲基本信仰，十态信条。
I said we're going to talk about the basic beliefs, the 10 articles of faith.
我说传道这个东西很难的，很无聊的，对小孩子来说。
Preacher, this is so boring for the children and it's difficult.
我说不管他无不无聊。
I said I don't care if it's boring or not.
小孩子从小就要背十大信条。
Children since young they have to memorize the 10 basic beliefs.
圣经上会信什么，自己要知道。
What you believe in, you must know.
我们教会以前我们在台湾的那个教育的那个教材啊，都有一整季的教材是认识真教会。
And a long time ago in Taiwan, we had material that is just about the basic belief. It is called Knowing the 10 Basic Beliefs.
啊，这个 Knowing the True Church.
Knowing the True Church.
圣经上就会信什么？
What does the true church believe in?
十条信仰是什么？
What are the 10 articles of faith?
整个学年都是讲那些。
And all of it was talking about this.
从小我们就要知道。
Since we were young, we knew.
洗礼之前也要知道。
Before baptism, you have to know.
洗礼之后更要了解，把它实行出来。
And after baptism, you have to know even more, and you have to act it out.
所以感谢神，我在教那些小孩子十大信条。
Therefore, thank God, when I was teaching the children the 10 articles of faith.
感谢主啊！两天之后，小孩子都背得起来。
After 2 days, thank God, the children were all able to memorize it.
所以这个很重要。
Therefore, this is very important.
所以一个人的信仰，如果他跌倒了，第一，因为他无知。
And first, if someone falls in their faith, it is because they're ignorant.
自己信什么都搞不懂。
But you believe and you don't even know.
当然，遇到困难了，遇到试探引诱了，或者是遇到迷惑了，他就会跌倒了。
And of course, when you encounter difficulties, temptations, trials, or also and going astray, then you will fall.
所以我们可以没有钱。
And we can have no money.
我们可以教育水准不是很高。
We cannot have very high level of education.
但是我们不能无知。
But we cannot be ignorant.
我们不能对道理无知。
We cannot be ignorant to the gospel.
对道理无知的人就是第一个跌倒的人。
And those who are ignorant to the truth are the first to fall.
第二，为什么一个人会跌倒？
Second, why would they fall?
因为有人迷惑他。
It's because someone led them astray.
保罗问他了，谁迷惑你们呢？
Paul asked them, who led you astray?
好好的加拉太教会为什么会想要回去守律法呢？
And such a good church in Galatia, why would they want to go back and observe the law?
一定是有人跟他们讲讲东讲西啊。
It must have been someone coming to say this or that.
讲得很有理由啊
，and they make sense and they have logic.
那些来讲的人就是资深的犹太教里面的基督徒啊
，and the people are Christians from Judaism for Judaism backgrounds.
都没有分辨了，就一下就信了。
And they are able to discern and they immediately believe.
如果一个人在道理上要扎根
，but if someone takes root in the truth,
虽然有人讲东讲西，他们不会被迷惑的。
And even if people say things to the east and to the west, then they won't be led astray.
但是也要神的保守啊。
But you must have the guidance of God.
保罗就问他们说，谁迷惑你们呢？
And so Paul asked them, who led you astray?
啊，那我们今天也是一样。
Today we are the same.
有一些弟兄姐妹心里很热心要传福音。
There are some brothers and sisters who are very fervent and want to preach the gospel.
我有个表弟啊。
I have a
cousin.
Younger cousin.
年轻的时候，初中的时候就很火热想要传福音。
When he was young, in middle school, he really wanted to preach and he was fervent.
他说我要传福音。
He said, I want to preach.
传给谁呢？
Preach to who?
哇，他很有信心，我传给我老师。
He had much faith. He said, "I want to preach my teacher."
他说我要找我的科学老师来讲主耶稣。
I'll look for my science teacher and talk about Jesus Christ with him.
一股热忱呢。
And he was filled with fire in his heart.
跟他讲，跟老师讲辩论呢。
And when he's debating with his teacher,
怎么证明有神呢？
How do you prove that there is a God?
结果那个老师呢，进化论给他讲一讲。
And then the teacher talked to him about evolution.
Monkey talk 啊，猴子跟他讲一讲。
And talking about monkeys and.
他就觉得说对哦，老师好像比较有道理啊。
And then he said, "Oh, the teacher must be right. Makes more sense."
到后来传福音传到自己都不信了。
And after preaching, he doesn't believe anymore.
到今天还是不信。
And even till today, he doesn't believe.
头脑很好啊，读书读很高啊。
And he has a good mind, and he has received much education.
去传福音给别人，搞到自己都不信。
When he went out to preach to someone, but at the end, it messed him up, and he didn't even believe anymore.
道理没有扎根，自己又被迷惑。
He didn't take root in the faith, and he himself was led astray.
另外一个弟兄。
Another brother.
很有爱心啊、
He has much heart, love.
耶和华见证人两个两个来敲他的门啊。
And two Jehovah Witnesses came to knock on his door.
哇，他想说哇，人家为了传福音那么辛苦。
He thought because someone to preach the gospel they are so hardworking.
他也记得说哎呀，不要接待，但是人家啊， 请他进来说一下没有关系嘛。
He felt like he shouldn't accept them, but because they're so fervent, he said it'd be okay to invite them in.
要听听人家讲什么啊，我也要把真耶稣教会传给他。
And after listening to them, I can preach to them the True Jesus Church too.
就请他进来了。
And so he invited them in.
人家来一次不会只来一次的，每个礼拜都来啊。
And then they came once in a while, and then every week they started coming.
讲啊讲啊，他们觉得说，哎，对哦，为什么我们教会都没有这样讲？
And they kept talking, and then he started to think, oh, that's right. How come our church doesn't say that?
再上在教会碰到教会的软弱。
And this is the weakness in our church.
那就去了耶和华见证人了。
And then he went to believe with the Jehovah's Witnesses.
所以我们要道理上要扎根。
Therefore, we must take root in the truth.
不要被迷惑。
Do not be led astray.
当我们道理扎根的时候，
Once we take root in the truth,
无论别人跟你讲什么，
No matter what someone says to you,
你笑笑听听就好了，根本不会理他。
You can just laugh and listen to it. You won't even pay attention.
当你道理扎根的时候，
Once you've taken root in your faith,
无论别人对你怎么样，
No matter what someone does to you,
你都不会离开真教会。
You won't leave the true church.
所以保罗问他们，为什么离开？
Therefore, Paul asked them, how come you left the truth?
那保罗问他一句话。
And then Paul asked him something.
基督耶稣钉了十字架，已经活化在你们的面前了。
Before your eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified.
这句话很重要。
This phrase is very important.
一个人为什么会软弱？
Why would someone be weak?
为什么会跌倒？
Why would someone fall?
除了他自己道理没有扎根之外，
besides not taking root in his own faith,
他也会因为很容易忘记了主耶稣为他的钉了十字架。
Because he'll very easily forget that Jesus was crucified on the cross for him.
如果一个人常常想起主耶稣为他钉十字架，
but if a person always constantly thinks about Jesus dying on the cross for him,
甚至好像闭着眼睛都可以画出来。
And even closing your eyes, you can draw it out.
如果今天我给你一张纸，
but today I give you a piece of paper,
这里画出来主耶稣钉十字架的样子，
I told you to draw Jesus crucified,
你画得出来吗？
Would you be able to draw it?
当然，如果我们会画画的话，可能可以。
Of course, if you can draw, then.
那起码我们闭着眼睛可以看到主的伤痕吗？
But if we close our eyes, can we see the wounds and marks of Jesus?
可以看到主耶稣流血吗？
Can we see Jesus bleeding?
可以看到主耶稣失望的眼神吗？
Can we see the disappointed eyes of Jesus?
可以看到主耶稣流汗吗？
Can we see Jesus sweating?
可以看到主耶稣 被钉在上面，呼吸很困难吗？
Can we see Jesus nailed on the cross with difficulty breathing?
可以看到主耶稣的头在流血吗？
Can we see his head bleeding?
可以看到主耶稣的背被打烂吗？
Can we see that his back has been hit and beaten?
可以看到他的两双手还有脚被钉穿吗？
Can we see his two hands and two feet being pierced?
可以看到日头在照他吗？
Can we see the sun shining on him?
可以看到他的嘴巴很干啊，
with much heat, and his lips very dried.
比我们进食没有喝水还干十杯吗？
Even more, 10 times drier than fasting.
可以看到他全身都是伤痕吗？
And can we see all the marks and injuries on his body?
如果我们一闭着眼睛就可以看到，
if we can see this right when we close our eyes,
可以画在我们的心里面的话，
we can draw this into our hearts,
我们怎么会软弱离开神呢？
Then will we grow weak and leave God?
一软弱一想起十字架，
once we are weak, but we think of the cross,
我们就不会软弱了。
Then we will no longer be
别人跟你讲一句话，
someone tells you something,
伤害了你，
and hurts you,
不想来教会了，
you don't want to come to church anymore,
闭着眼睛，
when you close your eyes,
画起主耶稣，
and you draw out Jesus,
哇， 主耶稣你太爱我，
oh, Jesus, you love me so much, too much,
不可以不来教会，
I can't just not come to church.
做圣工遇到挫折，
when you encounter obstacles and failure in your holy work,
别人讲东讲西，
and people say this or that,
不想做了，
I don't want to do it anymore,
闭着眼睛，
you close your eyes,
又看到主耶稣，
and you see Jesus again,
钉在上面流血，
crucified on the cross and bleeding.
可以不做圣工吗？
Could you not do holy work?
考试很忙，
testing is very busy.
不想做圣工了，
you don't want to do holy work anymore.
不想来教会聚会，
you don't want to come to service.
闭着眼睛看到主耶稣，
close your eyes and you see Jesus.
可以不来教会吗？
Can you not come to church?
2011年又到了，
2010 is
暑假好多节目啊，
it has come, and there are so many activities in the summer.
可以 summer job 啊， 可以做暑期工啊，
you can do holy work and volunteer programs.
不是 holy work 啊， 暑期工啊， summer job 啊， work for yourself, earn money 啊，
you can do internships or summer jobs
啊， 可以去哪里玩啊，
you can go somewhere to play
啊， 哇， 上去 NYTS 好辛苦啊，
coming to NYTS is so painful,
一闭着眼睛想到主耶稣在上面流血，
and once you close your eyes, you see Jesus on the cross bleeding,
可以不来 NYTS吗？
Can you not come to NYTS?
你一闭着眼睛看到主耶稣在上面，
once you close your eyes and you see Jesus there,
实在太对不起主耶稣，
it is you're too sorry for to Jesus.
晚上自己在上网，
and when you go online at home,
哇， 遇到引诱了，
and you encounter temptation,
闭着眼睛看到主耶稣在十字架上面，
you close your eyes and you see Jesus on the cross,
可以继续看下去吗？
Can you keep watching?
可不可以？
Can you?
可不可以， 弟兄？
Can you, brothers?
哎呀， 主耶稣上面流血， 我还可以看脏东西吗？
Jesus is bleeding, and can I still watch his dirty things?
有没有信主的男生追你们？
Are there people? Are there believers in the church that
哇,
are
要英俊又潇洒
？They're so strong and
又长得高
，and also very tall，
又幽默
，and they're also very humorous。
要追你
，and they're chasing after you, sisters。
哇！闭着眼睛看到主耶稣在
上面。Close your eyes and see Jesus on the cross。
可以跟他约会吗
？Can you have a date with him？
好。一看到主耶稣，你什么都不敢做了。
And once you see Jesus, you're afraid to do anything。
可以爱自己吗
？Can you love yourself？
哇！找到工作了。
You found a job.
哇，老板要我加班哦。
And the boss wants to give me more hours.
很忙啊。
It's so busy.
哎呀，圣工小做了。
I'll just do less holy work.
来聚会就好了。
Just come to service.
闭着眼睛看到主耶稣。
Close your eyes and you see Jesus.
能够懒惰吗
？Can you be lazy still?
生了小孩子了。
Once you have children.
哇，每天在玩小孩啊。
Every time you play with the children.
聚会少来一点啊，没关系。
And you come less to services, it's okay.
闭着眼睛看到主耶稣。
Close your eyes and you see Jesus bleeding.
可以爱自己儿子多过爱主耶稣吗
？Can you love your child more than you love God?Jesus?
真的，我们就是常常没有看到主耶稣在流血。
Truly, oftentimes we do not see Jesus bleeding.
所以我们才没有很爱主。
That's why we don't love the Lord.
所以保罗问他们，基督已经钉十字架，不是活化在你们眼前吗
？And therefore, Paul asked the Galatians, before your eyes, don't you see Jesus Christ portrayed as crucified?
如果你觉得我没有办法画出来
，If you feel like I cannot portray this or draw this out,
怎么办？
What should we do?
去注意 Passion of the Christ 看一看就可以。
Go watch Passion of the Christ and watch that.
哎，真的，看一看嘛，没关系啊，不是不好的东西啊，很好啊，
okay.
演出来而已。
Just watch it. It's okay. It's not that bad. It's just acting it out.
啊，但我们不是觉得那个人是主耶稣。
Of course, we don't think that's Jesus.
但是你起码可以看到，哇，原来主耶稣是这被钉死的。
But at least you can see, that's how Jesus was crucified and nailed.
真实的那个主耶稣受苦，一定比那个现场演的那个是残忍十倍。
True Jesus who nailed on the cross must have been even more cruel and inhumane by 10 times.
连演出来那个人都那么感动你了。
Even the person who's acting it has already touched you so much.
如果真的那一天主耶稣被钉在十字架上面，我们在下面，不是吓死我们吗
？What if that day Jesus was crucified and we were down there watching? Wouldn't we be scared to death?
那一篇的 Passion of the Christ 我太太说，看了一次都不敢看第二次。
And Passion of the Christ, that film, my wife said that after she watched it once, she was afraid to watch it again.
太恐怖了。
It's too scary.
但是她看了之后，她觉得主耶稣真的很爱我。
But after she watched it, she felt Jesus really loves me.
啊，那主耶稣呢？为我们钉十字架。
And Jesus died on the cross for us.
我们为主做了什么
？What have we done for him?
过两天、三天，我们就回家了。
After 2 or 3 days, we go home.
我们还要领圣餐呢。
We still have to partake of Holy Communion.
为什么领圣餐
？Why do we partake of the Holy Communion?
就是想起主耶稣为我钉十字架。
To remember that Jesus was crucified for me.
我这一年要回去，到明年再来，中间365天。
And this year I go back, and I'll come back next year, and in between there's 365 days.
主耶稣看着我们。
Jesus watches over us.
问我们，你到底要一个怎么样的生活
？And he asks us as he looks to us, what kind of life do you want to live?
那保罗就问加拉太教会的信徒。
And so Paul asked the believers in Galatia.
你们呢是怎么得的圣灵的呢
？How did you receive the Holy Spirit?
第二节说，我只问你们一个问题就好了。
The second verse says, I'll only ask you one question.
你们受了圣灵是因为行律法呢，还是因为听福音呢
？Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing of faith?
这个问题很有权柄。
And this question has much power and authority.
你是怎么得圣灵的
？How did you receive the Holy Spirit?
你是因为信律法得圣灵的吗
？Did you receive the Holy Spirit by observing the law?
加拉太人根本就不懂律法。
And the Galatians don't even know the law.
怎么会信律法呢
？How can they, believe in the law?
所以他们是怎么样得到圣灵的呢
？And so how did they receive the Holy Spirit?
是因为信福音所以得圣灵的。
It's because they believe the gospel and they receive the Holy Spirit.
今天我们没有律法这个问题。
Today we don't have this problem of the law.
但是我们有软弱的问题。
But we have the problem of weakness.
有时候碰到教会软弱。
Sometimes our church might be weak.
哎呀，这个什么真教会？
And we'll think, oh, how is this the true church?
人都是假的。
People are so fake.
信心就软弱了。
And then our faith grows weak.
但是你要问自己一个问题。
But you can ask a question to yourself.
你是怎么得圣灵的
？How did you receive the Holy Spirit?
你当初怎么来教会的
？How did you come to church?
你来教会得圣灵是因为看到很多好的榜样的人吗
？When you came to church and you believed, was it because you saw many good examples?
还是因为主耶稣亲自赐给你圣灵
？Or is it because Jesus Himself gave you the Holy Spirit?
如果你得圣灵是因为神同在这个教会，主耶稣爱你，给你圣灵的话
，If Jesus gave you the Holy Spirit because you believe that the Holy Spirit abides with this church and Jesus loves you，
别人对你怎么样根本没有关系。
Then what people do to you it doesn't even matter。
所以保罗就问他，你是怎么样得圣灵的
？And therefore Paul asked him, how did you receive the Holy Spirit？
所以今天我们也问自己，我们是怎么得圣灵的
？And today let's ask ourselves, how did we receive the Holy Spirit？
因为这个是真教会
，Because this is the true church。
所以你在这里求，才求到那个真的应许的圣灵。
And therefore because you ask here, then you are able to receive the true Holy Spirit。
这样就够了
，And that is enough。
无论以后在教会发生什么事情
，No matter what happens in the church in the future，
我都不可以离开教会。
I cannot leave the church。
我不可以离开道理。
I cannot leave the truth。
所以保罗问他们这个问题。
Therefore, Paul asked them this question。
啊，第三节
，Verse three。
你们是靠圣灵入的门呢？今天为什么要靠肉身成全呢
having begun in the spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
你们那个最宝贵的都得到了。
You've already received the most precious.
什么是圣灵？
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是神本身啊。
Holy Spirit is God Himself.
神自己都给你了。
God Himself, He gave Himself to you.
最好都拿到了。
He already gave you the best.
你为什么拿到那个吃货，那个旧的，那个不好的？
Why do you want that old thing, which is so bad?
没有理由嘛。
There's no reason.
所以保罗就提醒他们。
And so Paul reminded them.
难道真的是徒？你们第四节，你们受那么多苦啊，难道是突然的吗？
And Verse 4 says, have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
加拉太教会的信徒啊，可能是为了信主守道理受了一些苦。
And because of believing in Jesus Christ, the Galatians may have received some suffering.
但现在如果改变了信仰了。
However, because they have changed their faith.
那以前那些不是白做了吗？
And so, if they changed, then wasn't all of it in vain?
所以你不能到现在就离开信仰。
And so you can't just now leave the faith.
一定要坚持到底。
You must persevere till the end.
弟兄姐妹，我们要想起。
Brother and sister, we have to think.
现在很热心还不够。
Right now to be fervent is not enough.
现在很相信还是不够。
Right now to believe much is not enough.
要到我们断气的那一刻。
Until that time that we breathe our last.
坚持到底。
Persevere until the end.
这样才有享事啊。
Then we can enjoy.
Reward.
Then we can have victory.
有一些人年轻的时候很热心。
Some people, they are very fervent when they are young.
中年的时候就失去了信仰。
At middle age, they lose their faith.
有些人中年的时候在教会做很多圣工。
Some people in their middle age do a lot of holy work in the church.
在老年的时候保守不住。
But when they are elderly, they cannot keep this up.
这个是很可惜的。
This is very pitiful.
这突然了。
It's all in vain.
所以要信就信到最后。
So if you're going to believe, believe to the end.
我们不止年轻的时候热心。
We do not only be fervent when we are young.
中年的时候更要热心。
When we are middle age, we have to be even more fervent.
老年的时候也就留在教会里面。
And then when we are elderly, we must still stay in the church.
才不会突然。
Then it won't be in vain.
有一个弟兄他跟我说。
There's a brother who told me.
他说我有一些亲戚都已经不来教会。
He told me I have some relatives who don't come to church anymore.
我们从小在教会长大。
Since young, we grew up in the church.
他说我已经几十岁人了。
But I'm already ten years old.
不是 ten years old 啊。
A few decades old.
啊，五六十岁了。
50, 60.
我已经走了那么多，十岁就太年轻了。
I've already walked so young, 10 years old is too young.
五六十岁了。
50, 60 years old.
我都走了那么多年，在真教会里面坚持那么久了。
I've already walked in the church for so long and persevered for so long.
如果现在才离开，
If I leave now,
不是很白费吗？
Isn't it all in vain?
好像我们读书读大学那么辛苦。
And if we're so diligent in school and college,
读到最后一个 semester,
and you study for one semester,
到了最后一个 semester,
the very last semester,
哦，不读了。
I don't want to study anymore.
超一个 semester 不毕不了业。
And because of that one semester, you can't graduate.
这个不是很吃亏吗？
And isn't this very pitiful?
所以我们信主一定要撑到最后。
So believing in the Lord, we must persevere to the end.
我们在二十几岁在教会里面。
And we are 20 some years old in the church.
我们希望七八十岁我还在教会里面。
We have to believe that 70 and 80 years old, I still want to be in the church.
我们这个 funeral 也在教会里面。
And the funeral must be in the church.
这样是信仰上才能够保守得住啊。
And we have to persevere in the church, in the truth.
那么之后在第五节。
And lastly, in verse 5.
那保罗就继续来讲了。
Paul continued to say.
用亚伯拉罕的，神跟亚伯拉罕之间的立约来陈明他的重点。
Use the covenant between Abraham and God to make his main point.
一般来说，犹太人有一种想法。
Typically, the Jews have a school of thought.
摩西的律法是最重要的。
The Mosaic law is the most important.
既然摩西说要守律法，
since Moses says you have to keep the law,
我们就一直要守到底。
We have to keep keeping the law to the end.
没有人可以超越摩西。
Nobody can supersede Moses.
摩西是最大的先知。
Moses is the greatest prophet.
所以他的律法是最完备的。
His law is the most perfect.
是最久远的。
It is the most long-lasting.
但是保罗啊，现在请出一个比摩西更老的人来。
But Paul has now brought somebody who is older than Moses.
比摩西更 senior 的人来。
Even more senior than Moses.
这个就是亚伯拉罕。
And this is Abraham.
他是信心之父。
He is the father of faith.
也是以色列百姓的祖先。
And he is also the ancestor of all Israel.
然后他就用创世纪十五章第六节。
And he used Genesis 15 verse 6.
所以加拉太书的三章六节是引用了创世纪十五章六节，这个要抄在你们的圣经，以后你就可以 refer to it 啊。
And Galatians 3 verse 6 is based on Genesis 15 verse 6. You must write it in your Bible so that you can refer to it in the future.
所以保罗，你看他因为从小就受这个旧约的教育，所以他引用圣经是没有问题的。
And so Paul, because he received education about the Old Testament since he was young, it is no problem to use the Bible.
他说了，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
It says here, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
这个是这句话很重要，我要画起来。
This phrase is very important. I'm going to draw it out.
这个是个时间表啊。
There is a timeline here.
如果这个是创世啊 ，beginning.
If this is the very beginning. the creation of the world.
如果这里是亚伯拉罕
And this is Abraham.
创世纪十五章第六节
Genesis 15 verse 6.
神说
God said,
亚伯拉罕因为他相信了神在这个时间点就相信了神了
And because Abraham believed at this point in time in God,
所以他在神的眼前了就已经是 righteous 了就已经是义了
In God's eyes, he was already credited as righteous.
义就是说在神面前是好的
Righteousness means that it is good in the eyes of God.
可以被接受的
That it can be accepted.
这个是义，在神面前看为对的。
This means righteous. It is right in the eyes of God.
为什么他会称义呢
？But why is he justified and made righteous?
因为他相信。
It is because he believed.
那么好，用这一点来说哈，那么律法是什么时候给的呢
？And then where was the law given? Here's the next point.
律法是几百年之后，四百多年之后，摩西的时候才接受的。
A few hundred years later, 400 years later, the law was given to Moses.
犹太人的想法是从有律法开始，我们才可以称义。
The Jewish thought is that after the law has been given, we can become righteous.
我们是靠守着这一套律法称义的。
By relying on observing the law, we can become righteous.
这是犹太人的想法。
And this is the thought of the Jews.
但是保罗更厉害，感谢神，神真的启示他找到这一节。
Paul is even greater, and God revealed to him. Thank God, he found this verse.
真的是 revelation 啊，真的是把眼睛打开。
This really is revelation, opening of his eyes.
保罗从小就读创世纪了，以前就没有想到这一节。
Since young, Paul has read Genesis, and he had never thought of this verse.
但是信了主耶稣之后
，after believing in Jesus,
圣灵光照他了。
The Holy Spirit opened and gave him light.
记不记得 revelation 是什么意思
？Do you remember what revelation means?
Disclose, unveil, 把那个派子拿走了，把那个东西拿走了。
To take away the veil, to take away the thing.
以前看的时候被蒙着不知道。
Before he was blind and couldn't see it.
现在圣灵启示他了，哎，看到哇，这一节很 powerful.
But now the Holy Spirit has unveiled him and has revealed it to him. This is so powerful.
亚伯拉罕信神那一刻，他就已经称义了。
That moment that Abraham believed, he was already credited as righteous.
根本跟这个守律法没关系。
Has absolutely nothing to do with keeping the law.
那个时候也还没有律法。
And that time there wasn't even the law.
所以保罗就引用这一点告诉我们说。
So Paul's relying on this faith to tell us, on this phrase to tell us.
这个就是预表说以后信的人就要称义。
And this prefigures that people in the future who believe will be considered righteous.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
我们来看这个。亚伯拉罕的还有另外一点很重要。
And there's another point about Abraham that is very important.
神答应要。透过亚伯拉罕，让所有的民族都要得福气。
God promised through Abraham all of the people of Israel will receive blessings.
我们看这个十二章第三节。
Let us look at 12 verse 3.
创世纪十二章第三节。
Genesis 12 verse 3.
创世纪十二章第三节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 3.I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
那有人就说了，可能说啊，这个是特例的，只有亚伯拉罕一个人而已了。
And somebody says, oh, this is very exclusive, special case, just Abraham.
不是的。
But it's not.
这旧约就有预言了。
This has been prefigured in the Old Testament.
这十二章的第三节。
In 12 verse 3.
神要祝福 ，blessing.
God will bless.
因为你，全世界人可以得到福气。
And because of you, all peoples on earth will be blessed.
怎么样得到福气呢
？How will they be blessed？
这个就是跟这个，我们来看啊，哈伯谷书二章第四节有关的。
This has to do with Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. See, he is puffed up; his desires are not upright, but the righteous will live by his faith.
Continue 啊 ，OK。哈伯谷书里面那个全部，哈伯谷书二章四节。
There's more in Habakkuk 2 verse 4.
Habakkuk 是二章四节。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
哈巴谷是二章四节啊。
Chapter 2 verse 4. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
Okay, 把这一节最后一句画下来，一人因信得生。
But the just shall live by his faith. This last phrase in Habakkuk 2 verse 4.
那你不要说只是亚伯拉罕那个时候他自己一个人因信称义而已。
And it's not just to say Abraham himself at that time he was credited as righteous.
如果这个是 New Testament 啊，主耶稣来。
And here's the New Testament. Jesus has come.
哈巴谷先知是这边的，很靠近的。
And the time of Habakkuk is very close.
二章四节。
2 verse 4.
他就已经预言了。
And he has already prophesied this.
跟这个一样。
It is just like this.
Saved by faith, in the sin, 称义 by faith.
He is justified by faith.
跟这个是一模一样的。
It is just like this.
再来，另外一个很重要。
And the next point that is very important.
我们来再来看啊，这个创世纪啊。
Let's look at this Genesis.
22:18.
22:18.
创世纪22:18.
Genesis 22:18.18, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
好，这节把它画下来。
This verse you must underline.
中文是看不到啊。
The Chinese you can't really see it.
但是中文是说地上的万国必你的后裔，后裔是一个一个后裔，不是很多后裔。
And here it says the seed, but it is only singular seed. It is not many seeds.
原文是种子啊。
Because it is a seed, the offspring.
如果把它直接翻译是因为你的种子，一颗种子就得到福气了。
And here it says because of one seed, and so the offspring is referring to a singular seed.
所以亚伯拉罕他自己因信称义。
So Abraham himself was credited as righteous.
那怎么样因信称义呢？
Then how was he justified by faith?
其实早就预言了。
Actually, you cannot see the prefiguration.
这个一个 seed 啊，一个种子，一个后裔，就是主耶稣基督了。
You can see that the seed prefigures Jesus Christ.
因着主耶稣基督。
Through Jesus.
这个神的一个救赎的计划。
The whole salvation plan of the Lord.
因为你相信神，就可以称义，就完全了。
Because you can believe in God, or believe in Jesus Christ, then you can be justified by faith.
所以这是在摩西之前。
And this is before Moses.
在哈巴谷先知也有预言。
And there's also this prophecy in Habakkuk.
啊，所以保罗啊，就是用这个很清楚的旧约的来证明新约。
So Paul uses very clear part of the Old Testament to support the New Testament.
对我们来说啊，今天应该不会太难了解。
For us to say it is not too hard to understand.
那我们再来看这个，看回来加拉太书的第三章。
And let's look at back to Galatians chapter
3. 第三章啊。
Chapter
3. 我们看第十九到二十五节。
Let's look at 19 to 25.
19-25,
Chapter 3, verse 19 to 25. 19, what purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions, so the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. 20, now a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one. 21, is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. 22, but the scripture has confined all under sin.That the promise by faith is Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. 23. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. 24. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. 25. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
好，那么保罗在这边继续讲，那到底律法的功用是什么？
So here Paul says, what is the purpose of law then?
既然你不能靠它称义。
Since you cannot rely on this to be justified,
那么后来又被主耶稣基督的救恩因着信心来成全，那到底他当时有什么一个目的在里面呢？
And later there was a justification by faith through the salvation of Jesus Christ. What is the purpose of the law?
那保罗在这一段里面就讲得很清楚了。
And here he says very clearly,
义之所谓有律法，就是因为有人有很多的过犯。
And the reason there is law because there have been many transgressions on the part of man.
这个是十九节。
And this is verse 19.
如果没有人犯罪，根本就不需要律法。
If nobody committed sin, there wouldn't even be a need for law.
我们想想看，现在在加州的法律，开车的那个条例到底有多少条？
And when you think about the driving laws in the California, and how many are there?
我相信啊，十年前大概没有这个一定要 seat belt 的这条例吗？
I believe that 10 years ago there wasn't this requirement for the seat belt.
后来大家发觉说，哎呀，不戴 seat belt 很不好啊。
But then people realized to not wear the seat belt is not very good.
我不晓得加州了，加拿大是有这条例，开车不能讲手机啊。
And I don't know about California, but I know in Canada you can't talk on the cell phone
while driving. 这里有没有？
Is there that here?
有人有，人没有，没有的意思是。
Some know that means.
对我来说没有了，可能我不管了。
For me, no.
再来，但是现在最近两个三个月之前，在 Vancouver 那边开车不可以讲手机。
Canada recently in Vancouver, you cannot talk on the phone while you drive.
为什么
？How come？
因为讲手机会影响你开车。
Because driving on cell phone will impact how you drive.
会加重这个意外啊。
It will increase the chance of accident.
所以就罚款了。如果你开车讲手机，要罚75块，扣分了。
And if you will be charged $75 and deduction of points if you drive and talk on the phone.
那以前十年前没有这个东西，为什么？
But 10 years ago there wasn't something like this. How come?
以前没有那么多手机嘛，或者以前开车不会讲手机。
Because there weren't that many cell phones, so you won't be able to talk on the phone when you drive.
就是有人开始做这种事情了，他条例就越来越多了。
And because you started, people started to do these things. There were more rules and regulations and laws.
像100年前 Henry Ford 刚发明这个汽车的时候。
100 years ago, when Henry Ford first invented the automobile.
好，那个时候有没有那么多交通条例？
Were there that many laws for transportation?
有没有那么交通灯？
Were there?That many laws for transportation?
Traffic light.
Traffic lights.
没有啊，那时候没有几台车啊。
No, there weren't that many cars.
每一条路都可以开啊。
You can drive on any street.
啊，但是后来车多了。
But because there are more cars.
啊，不少规矩的人多了。
And people who didn't keep the law.
所以政府就每个月、每年都加一些新的条例进去，怎么样？
So every year, every month, the government would start to add more laws.
所以律法是什么有的呢？
So what is the purpose of the law?
因为人不听话啊。
Because man do not listen.
如果人很听话。为什么需要律法？
If men listen, why would there be a need for law?
比如说，这个世界有罪嘛，亚伯拉这个有罪啊，有sin啊，从一开始就有罪进来了。
Since the very beginning, there is sin, and sin entered into the world.
有罪的人就不听话，一定是想说做着不好的事情。
Those who have sinned, of course, they will enjoy those things that are bad and not listen and not obey.
所以啊，神才要在极端时候，在救恩来之前有律法。
Before salvation has come about, there needed to be law.
因为有很多 transgression 啊，就是说很多罪啊。
Because there are many transgressions, there are many sins.
所以神是为了要保护人。
So God wanted to protect people.
所以要有律法了 ，protection.
Therefore, there was a need for the law, which is protection.
你想想看，如果今天政府宣布了，好了，为了大家可以开快一点，方便上班上学，现在我们没有所有的交通规则。
And think about it, if the government today said that because we need to go to school and go to work faster, you can drive faster and there won't be laws for traffic.
没有所有红绿灯。
And there won't be any more lights, traffic lights.
这样好不好？
Is that good?
你不用，你 run red light, 你超红灯不用怕被开罚单了，现在没有红灯了。
Before, you had to be afraid of getting a ticket for running a red light, but now there's no red lights.
没有 stop sign 了。
There are no stop signs anymore.
要多快可以开多快。
As fast as you want, you can drive that speed.
这样好不好？
Is that good?
会不会更快就上学上班？
Is it faster to get to work and get to school?
可能一出门就被撞死。
Probably right when you step out of the door, you get knocked.
你会冲灯，别人也会冲灯啊，就把你先撞死。
If you're going to speed, someone else is going to speed.
啊，当然，在一个 perfect world 里面，大家都很守规矩，礼让，当然就不需要 traffic rule 了。
And of course, in a perfect world, everyone will obey the laws and will listen and cooperate, and there won't be a need for laws.
啊，如果大家都不偷东西的
，and if people don't steal,
你电脑到处放也不会有人在捡啊。
And wherever you put your laptop and computer, it will not be stolen.
但是因为罪太多了。
But because there's too much sin and transgression.
所以神要保护。
Therefore, God wants to protect.
人啊，尤其是在选民的当中啊。
Especially in the chosen people.
好了，所以给了很多 law and regulation 啊。
So He has given many rules and regulations.
啊，那有什么这个用处呢？
And what is the purpose and benefit?
啊，这里除了保护之外啊。
Besides protection.
第二个就是让人知道罪的存在。
And the second is to let people know the existence of sin.
哦，22节啊。
In
22. 这句话很重要，我们布道会常会用的，可以把它换下来，圈起来。
This phrase is very important, so you must circle it. We often use it during evangelical service.
圣经把众人都圈在罪里面。
The scripture has confined all under sin.
这里所说的圣经就是旧约的律法了。
But it says the scripture is the Old Testament law.
你没有律法就不晓得什么叫罪。
If you don't have the law, you won't know what sin is.
没有律法就不晓得什么是不好的。
If you don't have law, you won't know what bad things are.
所以啊，虽然在这个时候
，And although during this time，
真的是很乱啊。
It is very chaotic.
但是起码有一个律法。
However, there was a law.
就好像啊，有一个大的。
At least there was a law.
圈圈啊。
As if there is a big circle.
把你包在里面呢。
And there's a bubble.
都在最里面呢。
And it's all in sin inside.
我要信啊，这个颜色不够 bubble.
That color is not enough.
这个也不好，没有。
And that's not good either.
想象了。想象了，想象一个 bubble，
Imagine a bubble，
想象一个 circle， 把它圈在里面了，逃不出去了。
And sin is inside and can't leave。
啊，就好像我们在那个 fish tank 里面，在那个水缸里面。
As if you're in your fish tank。
你怎么游也游不出去。
No matter how you swim, you cannot leave。
你有某种程度自由，但是也是很不自由啊。
And there is a certain degree of freedom, but there is not complete freedom。
律法最不自由的地方就是你知道不应该做，但是又控制不了自己。
And the worst part about the law is。And pertaining to freedom is that you want to do it, but you cannot control yourself.
这个就是，其实不是律法本身不好，是我们自己不好。
You shouldn't do it, but you can't control yourself. And it's not the law that's bad, but it's us that is bad.
所以啊， 律法起码把问题带出来了。
But at least the law has brought out the problem.
所以我再讲一次啊，律法把问题带出来，让我们知道。
So I say again, the law has showed us what sin is.
我们没有办法的。
And we cannot.
We are 是不自由的。
We are not free.
我们是不完全的。
We are not perfect.
我们也是没有希望的。
We have no hope.
死路一条，要做又做不出来。
It's a road to death, but we can't even do it.
啊，继续看第二十三节。
And let's look 23.
那么这样圈在里面呢，也是有一个时候的。
And there is a time, when they were inside the bubble.
这里用另外一个比喻啊。
And let's use another analogy.
啊，你看第二十四节。
Let's look at 24.
啊，二十三、二十四节。
23:24. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. 24. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, and that we might be justified by faith.
好，这里说用另外一个比喻，就是一个人他还很小的时候。
And this is another analogy when someone is very young and small.
当你很小的时候，自己不会照顾自己啊。
When you are young, you cannot take care of yourself.
父母呢，可能就派一个师傅啊，派一个人呢，把你管住。
Parents probably have to hire a tutor to keep you in track.
啊，我不晓得我们在座有没有小时候家里有没有佣人啊
？And we don't know if there have been
或是 babysitter 啊
，or babysitters at your homes.
小时候父母都要上班啊。
When you're young, parents had to work.
啊，家里请了一个佣人来照顾我们。
Perhaps they hired a hired hand to help.
啊，那么这个佣人呢，这我们也跟他很亲呢啊。
And this person that helped, we're also very close to them.
啊，但是呢，他很会打我们。
But they also punish us and hit us.
他也不会直接打，他很厉害。
They'll hit us and they're very skilled.
他捏我大腿。
They can pinch you very hard.
不乖的就捏大腿。
When you're not obedient, then they'll pinch you.
哦，回来就告诉妈妈了。
And when parents come home, then you tell your parent, you tell mommy.
我就告诉妈妈说，哇，他捏我大腿。
I tell mom that he nailed my thigh.
为什么捏你大腿？
He pinched my thigh. How come he pinched my thigh? How come she pinched my thigh? Your thigh.
我说我不听话。
Because I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't obeying.
Okay. 叫他，他叫他多捏一点。
Okay, pinch some more.
那么你不听话，所以就要捏他的腿。
Because you haven't been obeying, you should be pinched.
啊，这交代那个佣人呢，可以某种程度来处罚我们呢。
This is telling the nanny that you can punish this person to a certain degree.
那现在美国可能不行了，nanny不能打人了，不能被抓了。
Perhaps in the U.S. the nanny cannot hit people.
啊，以前的那个年代哦，那些管家婆啦，或者是那些佣人呢，都会可以某种程度的管教一下小孩子。
And before maidservants or nannies would be able to punish and discipline the children.
啊，这也用个比喻，就是说，哎，小孩子还很小哦。就放在他一个师父之下来管他。
And using this analogy that when the child is young, they are placed under a tutor to care for them.
爸爸允许的。
The dad has allowed it.
这个师父就是律法。
And this tutor is the law.
把你们圈在里面。
Inside this bubble.
This circle, encircle you. 让你们在里面好好被教训一下。
You have to be disciplined inside the circle.
不守安息日，用石头打死你。
You don't obey the Sabbath, I'll stone you to death.
偷东西，把手砍下来。
Keep this out. If you steal things, then we'll cut your head off.
哇，很严格啊。
It's very serious.
如果今天说不守安息日，石头打死，大概大家都来了。
And today, if you don't observe the Sabbath, we'll stone you to death. I'm sure everyone will come.
那为什么以前那么严
？How come it was so strict back then?
以前不懂事嘛。
Because they don't understand things.
又没有圣灵啊。
And they don't have the Holy Spirit either.
啊，主耶稣救恩也还没有来啊。
And the salvation of Jesus Christ has not come yet.
不严一点，他们还得了。
And if it's not strict, even more strict, then it would be worse.
不守安息日用石头打死，都有人敢不守了。
And if you were stoned to death for not keeping the Sabbath, then everyone would keep it.
如果都没有律法，大家谁会守安息日？
If there's no law, who would keep the Sabbath?
啊，谁会爱神？
And say who will love God?
啊，犯奸淫用石头打死了，都那么多人犯奸淫了。
To be stoned because of adultery, still so many people.
如果没有这些，怎么可以管得住？
If there are none of these laws, then how can they keep?
所以以前呢？
How can they control them?
还是小还不懂啊，也没有师父啊，没有那个真正的师父来。好了，严一点，师父管住。
They're still children, so we could be more strict with this tutor. The real master has not come yet. The real teacher has not come yet.
你八岁的时候师父管住你，二十岁还有人家管就不好了。
But when you're 8, there's a tutor. But when you're 20 and there's still a tutor, then that would not be good.
啊，所以长大了就不用人家管了。
When you're older, you don't need someone to care for you anymore.
我问你们啊，在座的有谁？还要妈妈问你啊，阿仔啊，早点睡觉啦。
And people that are sitting here, whose mom still ask them, you still have to go to sleep early.
没关系，闭眼睛不要看别人。
And your eyes open, so and you look at other people.
有没有人说啊，要妈妈每天叫你说不要上网那么久了，赶快睡觉。
Are there still people who say don't go on the internet for so long, you have to go to sleep?
有没有
？Are there?
感谢神，这个最诚实。
Thank God, this is the most honest.
你们都不诚实。
None of you guys are honest.
我才不相信没有。
I don't believe that there's none. You just didn't raise your hand.
你看，他就勇敢，他就诚实。姐妹看啊，找先生以后就要找诚实了。
Sisters, look. You have to look for an honest husband.
对不对？我才不相信你们都没有啊。
I don't believe that you guys don't have this.
一定每天上网上到十一二点。
I bet every day until 11 or 12, you guys are online.
啊，都。哎，你现在还可以啊，拜托，你三十岁了，你以后结了婚还要太太说，老公啊，不要上网啦，睡觉啦。
And right now it's okay, but when you're 30 and your wife is telling you don't go online anymore,
你真的不可以结婚了。
Then you can't marry.
啊，每天还要老婆在叫你说，老公啊，起来上班啊。
And if your wife every day is going to nag you and say, husband, it's time to wake up.
你怎么结婚
？To go to work. How are you going to get married?
要结婚就要做大人吗
？When you get married, you have to be an adult.
太太也是啊
，and wives too。
哦，如果每天只会化妆打扮的话
，every day you're only doing makeup and
怎么照顾家庭啊
？Then how can you take care of the family？
哎呀，要结婚就是要会做大人要做的事情啊。
And taking care of the family is something an adult must do。
啊，所以为什么讲到这个
？So that, why would we talk about this？
好，讲到哪里了
？Now where are we now？
OK， 小时候要人家管。大人都不要人家管了吗
？You need someone to take care of you, but when you're older, you don't.
啊，所以回去啊，不要让妈妈念你，说还不睡觉。
And so when you go home, don't have your mother nag you. Why aren't you going to sleep yet?
还不起床去教会，去教会又迟到。
And you haven't woken up to go to church, you're late to church again.
啊，所以啊，当新约的时候来到了。
And therefore, when the New Testament has come.
哇，主耶稣亲自教导了。
Well, Jesus Himself has taught.
有圣灵了。
There is a Holy Spirit.
哎，这不需要这些师傅了。
And we don't no longer need these tutors.
啊，主耶稣亲自教导在里面教我们的老师。
Jesus Himself teaches.
所以我们为什么 NYTS 那么多 rules and regulations 呢
？And there, why are there so many rules and regulations at NYTS?
因为我们还不够好嘛。
Because we are not good enough.
所以来这边训练一下。
And here is for training.
那以后回到地方教会，我们就不需要有 rules and regulations， 但是我们还是很 behave 了。
And therefore, when we go back to our local churches, we don't need rules and regulations. We'll behave well.
哦，这个就是一个例子
，and this is an example.
好，那我们继续来看啊。
Let's continue looking.
那我们看一看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
啊，这也说中保不是指一面做的，神却是一位。
It says now a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one.
啊，从十九节开始看。
Starting from verse 19, what purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions, so the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator.
啊，二十节。
20. Now a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one.
这里讲哈，这个律法它怎么来的呢
？And here it tells us what are the origins of the law.
啊，是神透过中保天使的手啊，这样建立起来的。
And through the hands of angels, this was established.
那么这个中保是谁呢
？Who is this mediator? And through a mediator.
啊，我们看圣经啊，常说中保啊。
And the Bible talks about the mediator. 啊，
这个板子不够大。
This board is not big enough.
好，好了，先这样好了。OK， 好，中保哈 ，mediator。
Mediator，
什么叫中保
？What is a mediator？
中保是中间人啊。
Mediator is someone in the middle.
就是他们两个吵架嘛。所以你要做中。
Fighting, so you have to be a mediator.
啊，他们不讲话，所以你要中间人把两方面拉在一起。
They're not talking, so you have to be the middle person.
啊，那一方面是人。
On one side is man.
人犯了罪啊。
Man have sinned.
不听神的话。
They don't listen to the words of God.
躲起来不看神啊。
They hide and don't want to see God anymore.
那神呢
？And God?
因为人犯了罪。
Because man has sinned.
也很生气啊。
And he's very mad.
他也不想跟人家讲话。
He doesn't want to talk to man either.
把亚当踢出去啊。
He kicked man out.
啊，所以有人说了，这个亚当吃了什么果
？And therefore, what kind of fruit did Adam bear?
有没有听过
？Have you heard this before?
啊亚当吃什么水果
？What kind of fruit did
亚当 ？Apple 是不是
？What kind of fruit did he eat？
啊
，Apple。
Woody 常常讲了笑话嘛，对不对
？Woody has a joke。
Mango 啊 ，Mango 啊。
It was a mango。
啊，犯了罪就 Mango 了啊。
And after you sin, man go。
啊，不是了，这个 joking 而已了哈。
It's just a joke。
那说不定也有可能啊 ，You never know。
But it's possible.
另外一种。OK 啊，那神跟人都不讲话了，都很生气了。
And God and man aren't talking, so they're mad at each other。
那怎么办？
What happens?
需要一个中间人嘛。
A mediator is necessary.
需要一个中保嘛。
You need a middleman, a mediator.
有时候你跟你爸爸吵架了。
Sometimes you fight with your dad.
Sorry. 你跟你爸爸吵架啊。
You fight with your father.
不 argue 了，不要 fight 了。
You argue with your
father. 生气啊。
You're very mad.
妈妈就来了。
And then mom comes.
跟爸爸讲。
Tells dad.
哎呀，小孩子嘛。
Oh, he's just a kid.
不要跟他计较啊。
Don't hold it against him. Don't be so mad.
妈妈要跟儿子讲了。
And then,
妈妈要跟儿子讲。
And then the mother tells the child.
哎呀， 你这样对爸爸讲话怎么行？
You shouldn't say this to your dad.
跟你爸爸说对不起啊。
Say sorry to your dad.
哎，两边讲一讲，哎，结果就好了。
And after talking for a while, then both sides are okay.
我们人哦，我们要做和平的使者。
So for men, we have to be peacemakers.
啊，那么主耶稣的角色是中保。
And so Jesus plays the role of mediator.
他来到世界。
He came to the world.
就是跟人讲啊。
Just to talk to man.
你犯了罪了还不悔改？
You have sinned, you should have to repent.
要回归神啊。
You have to return to God.
要做让神高兴的事啊。
You have to do things that please and make God happy.
主耶稣对神来说呢？
And then Jesus told God.
哎啦，不要生气了。
Oh, don't be mad.
来，我帮他死了。
Come, I'll die for them.
我替他死。
I'll die for.
我替他受刑罚了。
And I'll fulfill the law for him.
算在我的账上了，我流血了。
And count it as my debt, I'll bleed for them.
好不好？
Is that okay?
当然好了，天父当然说好。
Of course it's okay. Of course the Heavenly
Father says okay. 所以就把两方面就拉在一起了。
And then the two are glued together.
所以这个中保很重要。
And therefore this mediator is extremely important.
以前先是这个中保透过天使有这个律法的设立。
And before through angels as a mediator there was this establishment of the law.
新约的这个中保呢，透过流血宝血把我们从罪里面赎出来。
But the New Testament mediator is through the bleeding, the shedding of blood. 好。
所以这个是中保的工作。
And so this is the work of the mediator.
哦，那么这里讲到说，但是神却是一位，把二十节最后一句话画下来。
And the last phrase in verse 20, you must underline it. But God is one.
神是一哦 ，God is one 哦。
God is one.
今天很多人相信三位一体的。
Some people today believe in Trinity.
哦，他说啊，神是天父，耶稣是子，又有圣灵，他们三位一体了。
And so they say God is the Heavenly Father, and then Jesus is the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit.
啊，你看耶稣跟神也不一样啊。
And look, Jesus and God are different.
其实，在保罗看来，根本没有讲这个。
But from God, from Paul's perspective, there's not even this.
没有错，有中保，有耶稣，又有神，又有天父，但是他们都是 one， 都是一。
There's Jesus the Mediator and God and the Holy Spirit, but they are all one.
对啊，啊。哎，我觉得这一句也是很特别啊，让我们了解独一神观的重要。
And this is important, and our church is very special here because we have to understand the oneness.
好，那么我们看二十二节。
One true God oneness. And let's look at 22.
二十四节好了。
24.
请读。
24 says, "Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith."
25节。
25. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
Tutor 啊，好像补习老师这样啊，或者是把他管住的一个管家啊。
Tutor is just like a teacher who tutors you.
啊，这是管家。
And takes care of the house.
长大了，等着真正那个老师来了，这个就不用了。
And after they have grown, the real teacher has come, and you don't need this anymore.
这是圣灵了，这是主耶稣亲自的教导我们。
This is Holy Spirit, Jesus Himself teaches us.
好，我们再来看二十五节。
Let us look at 25. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
Okay, 那么怎么样信主耶稣基督呢？
But how can we believe in Jesus Christ?
我们既然讲了，保罗说了要因信称义。
Since we've already said this, and Paul said we are justified by faith.
有很多人就说了，我相信就好了。
And many people say it's okay. I just have to believe.
很多外教会也说，我心里相信，口里承认。
A lot of other Christian denominations say I will confess with my mouth.
我就得救了。
And I believe with my heart, and I will be saved.
他们很高兴。
And they're very happy.
他们读二十六节。
They read chapter 26.
Verse 26. 他们说，你看，信耶稣基督就成为神的儿子了。
And they say, look, for you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
相信就好了，什么都有了。
And just believe, and you have everything.
你叫他读二十七节。
But tell them to read 27.
什么叫做真正的相信？
What does it mean to truly believe?
真正的相信，除了相信主耶稣基督是神的儿子之外，
to truly believe, besides believing that Jesus is the Son of God,
还要相信主耶稣所要我们做的一切。
You have to believe in what Jesus has told us, all the things he has told us to do.
怎么样进到这个救恩里面呢？
How can we enter into salvation?
所以就是要把二十七节用红笔画下来。
Use a red pen and underline verse 27.
这个相信呢，是要透过洗礼我们才进到主耶稣基督里面。
This believing through baptism we can enter into Christ.
哇，这句话很重要，画下来。
And this phrase is extremely important.
不是心里相信就够了。
It's not just believing in your heart that is enough.
我们要进入基督。
We have to enter into Christ.
怎么样进入基督呢？
How do we enter into Christ?
请问我们怎么进到这个 chapel 呢？
May I ask you, how did you enter into this chapel?
你要进那个门呢？
Did you cross that door?
你不进那个门你怎么进来？
If you don't cross that door, how can you get in?
你只要透过那个门你才入门嘛。
Through that door you can enter.
那么我们怎么样进到基督里面？
How can we enter into Christ?
保罗说，受洗就归入基督。
Paul says that through baptism you belong to Christ.
如果我们慕道了很久，
If we have been truth seeking for a long time,
道理也听很多了，
And we have heard a lot of the truth,
甚至你求道圣灵了，
And even we have received the Holy Spirit,
但是你一天不接受洗礼，
But you just keep not wanting to receive baptism,
一天罪还没有洗去，
And that and to this day you have not washed away your sins.
一天还在基督的外面。
And day by day you're still outside of Christ.
我们教会有一些叫老慕道者。
And there are a lot of truth seekers that have been coming for a long time.
我们教会有很多名称啊，有信徒，有老信徒，有慕道者，也有老慕道者。
And so there are different kinds of titles in our church. There are believers and long-time believers, truth seekers and long-time truth seekers.
什么叫老慕道者？
What is a long-time truth seeker?
大家以为他是信徒了很久了。
Everyone believes that he is a believer because he's been here for so long.
甚至他做圣工啊。
Even he's doing holy work.
但是一讲原来哦，他没有洗礼了。
But then you talk about it and you realize he has not been baptized.
某种原因呢，不想接受洗礼。
And there are a few problems and he doesn't want to get baptized.
只要一天还没有接受洗礼。
And if today you have not received baptism,
还在基督的外面,
you're still outside of Christ.
受洗了就归入基督里面了。
Then through baptism you enter into Christ.
好，这里说另外一个名词哈，另外一个动词叫做披戴基督。
There's another verse. It is called to put on Christ.
我们一个人的身份跟他穿的衣服有关系。
And one person's status has to do with the clothing he wears.
啊，尤其是以前君王、祭司，他们都有他们的衣服。
And kings and priests, they have their own clothing.
基本上你一看这个人的穿着，你知道这个人的身份地位有多高。
And just by looking at what this person wears, you know how high his status is.
那么一个人的属灵身份。
However, this a person's spiritual status.
从他什么时候开始有呢？
When does he start to have it?
从他接受了洗礼开始。
It is right when he is baptized. That's when it starts.
他穿的衣服是最高贵的衣服。
The clothing that he wears is the greatest, is the best, is the most highest value.
啊，最贵的西装是什么？
And what is the best kind of tuxedo or suit?
Armani 是不是？
Is it Armani?
I don't know, 我没有了。
I'm not sure I don't have it.
我穿的是便宜的。
I don't know.
最贵的女生衣服是什么？
What is the most expensive clothing for sisters?
Designer 的什么？
What is the greatest designer?
你们都没有了应该啊。
You guys don't have it?
有也不敢讲。
If you have it, you're afraid to say it.
啊，没关系，那些衣服都是世界的。
It's okay, those clothes are all worldly.
无论是几百块一件，几千块一件都没有什么用。
A few hundred dollars, a few thousand dollars, it's no use.
最宝贵的衣服。
The most precious clothing
是主耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
信了主耶稣基督。
Believing in Jesus Christ.
接受了洗礼。
Receiving baptism.
你就当天就穿上一件全世界最宝贵的。
And that day you wear the most precious thing in the world.
是主耶稣开始已经覆盖我们了。
And it is Jesus Christ starting to cover us.
我们已经披戴了基督了。
We have put on and clothed ourselves with Christ.
看以弗所书。
Let us look at Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
22节。
Verse 22.Verse 22, that you put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
信了主耶稣就脱去以前的旧衣服了。
And here it says, to take off your old clothing.
这个旧衣服是什么呢？
What is this old clothing?
旧人的私欲。
And it is the deceitful lust of old man.
因为私欲的迷惑，旧人就渐渐的变旧了。
Because of this leading astray of lust, then we have become old.
这个就是旧人。
And this is the old man.
常常打电动，晚上都不睡觉，结果白天那边熊猫眼。
Always playing video games and not sleeping, and you start to have bags under your eyes.
有些人吸毒，
like pandas. And some people
抽烟啊，吸毒啊，喝酒啊，二十岁卡好像三十几岁这样。
And they smoke and take drugs and do drugs, and they're 20, but they look like they're 30.
三十岁好像五十岁，头发都掉光。
30, they look like they're 50 because they have lost all their hair.
私欲会让一个人变旧，还有变老快很快。
This deceitful lust will cause people to age much faster and become old.
但是主耶稣圣经告诉我们，新的主耶稣把旧的衣服脱去。
But here the Bible tells us to take off the old clothing.
二十三节。
Verse 23,
心智改换一心
renewed in the spirit of your mind.
二十四节，穿上新人
24, to put on the new man.
这个新人就是照着神的形象造的。
And this new man was created according to the likeness of God.
有真理的仁义与圣洁。
And there is true righteousness and holiness.
所以我们回家，下个礼拜第一件事情。
And so we go home. The first thing we do next week.
丢掉旧的衣服。
Throw away the old clothing.
他那不是叫你说买一新衣服啊？
I'm not saying to buy new clothes.
不要告诉妈妈说，哇，旧的衣服通通丢掉，买新的给我。
Don't tell mom I'm going to throw all of my clothes away and you have to buy new clothes for me.
行为有改变。
No, it's not. It's actions. We have to change our actions.
以前一天整天在网上。
Before we would be online all
night. 三四个小时。
Three, 4 hours.
MSN, Facebook, Twitter, 什么都做了。
You do everything. All of these.
现在呢，穿新衣服了。
And now you put on the new clothing.
Facebook 五分钟就好了。
Facebook 5 minutes is enough.
我上 Facebook 都五分钟了。
At night I only go on Facebook.
我看看你们有没有不乖而已。
To see if you've been bad.
有些人很笨啊，自己喝酒了，喝完酒还把那个照片放上去。
And some people are kind of dumb because after they drink and have gotten drunk, they put their picture online.
去纹身了，纹完之后还上面拍一个照片放上去。纹身了 ，tattoo 啊。
Oh, they do.Get tattoos and they put it online.
有一些谈恋爱要把它放上去。
Some people are eloping and they put it online.
所以我有一次啊。
Are in a relationship and they put it online.
有些个弟兄啊，他不太认识我了。
And some a brother doesn't know me that well.
我太太跟他讲 ，my wife 啊。
My wife told me.
Told him.
Told this person.
哎，传道之理在跟谁在谈恋爱哦
？And the preacher is having a relationship with someone.
No. Why? You put me in trouble. 传道知道你跟别人谈恋爱。
The pastor
knows. 好可怕哦。
The pastor knows that you're having a relationship with someone.
哦，传道你怎么知道
？Pastor, how did you know?
我当然知道了。
Of course I know.
我不需要七个眼睛了，一个 Facebook 就知道了。
I just have to go on Facebook.
所以你聪明一点，最好不要常上 Facebook.
Therefore, just be smart and
不要什么都拿上去。
Don't put everything on there.
啊，对不对？当然，有荣耀神的东西可以放上去。
Right, of course. But the things that glorify God,
你做的不荣耀神的事情还要自己放上去
？The things that don't glorify God, you still put it on.
不是很笨吗
？Isn't that dumb?
啊，所以不要做这种事啊。
So don't do these things.
啊。为什么讲到这个
？Why have I talked about this？
要忘记了啊
！I forgot again。
换衣服啊
！Now let's change clothes。
Facebook 五分钟就好了。
Facebook 5 minutes is enough。
啊 ，Twitter 五分钟就好了。
Twitter 5 minutes。
最好五分钟都不要上，你就更好。
Plus it's 5 minutes. Don't even do the 5 minutes. That's better。
根本不要浪费时间嘛。
You don't even want to waste this time。
呀，有一些人整天在 Facebook 种菜。
Some people all day they're on Facebook。
叫人家要不要来看看我的菜
？Oh, do you want to come? Oh, do you want to see my plants that I have planted?
整天在叫人家做那个心理测验。
And you always doing the horoscopes and the fortune telling。
我这真的是太无聊啊
！And this is too bored.
可不可以把你的生命，主耶稣给你每一分钟啊
？Can you please every minute of your life that Jesus Christ gave you
做一些有意义的事情
？Do something meaningful.
圣经多读一点
Read some more Bible.
你想想看，如果医生告诉你剩一个礼拜
，Just think about it. If the doctor told you you only have 1 week of life left.
你会每天晚上上 Facebook 一个小时吗
？Would you go on Facebook 1 hour every night？
你会想说，哇，我这个一生一个礼拜，我怎么办？我的时间要怎么用
？And some people say I only have 1 week left, and what am I going to do with my time？
所以换衣服。
So I'm going to change clothes.
把电脑的那些浪费时间的东西把它丢掉。
Computer, laptop things, all those things that waste time, throw it away.
啊，整天看那些电影 download。
And we're all day watching the downloaded movies.
那 TV program download 不要看呢、啊。
We have downloaded the TV programs. Don't watch those.
主耶稣快来了，还在看那些东西。
Jesus is almost coming, and you're still watching these things.
圣经多读一点。
Read more Bible.
祷告多花功夫。
Put in more effort in prayer.
多做点圣工。
Do some more holy work.
不要整天想说啊、哦，交女朋友啦，男朋友啦。
All day think about making boyfriend and girlfriend.
啊、哦、，Facebook 啦，怎么同人跟讲？
或者
浪费的时间在看那些不三不四的。
Watching those things that are and are not.
所以什么叫穿上新衣服
？So what does it mean to put on new clothing?
23节。
23.
心智改换一新啊。
That means to.
23. Verse 23.
23 to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
什么叫做 NYTS？
And what does NYTS mean?
参加完 NYTS 回去那个心智应该不一样。
And after you have attended NYTS, you must have a different mind.
应该要有大的志向。
You must have a bigger view of things.
Ambition,
Greater ambition,
不是世界的 ambition,
not an ambition of the world,
是属灵的 ambition,
but a spiritual ambition.
教会需要我们
The church needs us.
全世界现在那么多地方没有真教会
The whole world, there are so many places that don't have the true church.
我们那么多弟兄在这边
There's so many brothers here.
那么会讲英文
So good at speaking English.
每一个英文都讲得比我好
Everybody speaking English is better than me.
我的 Hong Kong English,
my Hong Kong English.
都献丑了，都不怕，都不害羞了，就这样讲了。
It's already so ugly, but I'm so shy to speak it.
你们书要比我们读得多。
And you have been more educated than I.
每个都是硕士、博士，一大堆。
All of you guys are masters and doctorates.
以后只是为了自己赚钱吗
？And are just going to do this to make money for yourself in the future?
那么多福音的地方还没有开拓。
So many places that have not pioneered the gospel.
以前呢，有一次在某个地方。
One time in a certain place.
也是神训班。
And it was also NYTS.
长老在勉励弟兄。
An elder was.Encouraging the sisters and brothers. In the whole world, there are so many places without Jesus' church. And there is such a lack of pastors and preachers. Where are you, brothers? Have you prepared yourself to do holy work? If Jesus Christ wants to use you, do you have enough courage to come out? Do you dare to come out?
头都低下来。
And then all the brothers lower their heads.
有个姐妹就站起来了。
And then a sister stands up.
你们弟兄为什么？
Your brothers, why don't you?
敢不敢当传道？
How come?
为什么不敢
？How come you're afraid to become a preacher？
我们姐妹也可以当传道娘啊
！Our sisters we can be preachers' wives，
对不对？你不可以去非洲，但是你先生可以去非洲。
Yeah, you can't go to Africa, but your husband can go to Africa.
啊，你不可以当 full time， 但是你先生如果当 full time， 你要支持他。
You might not be able to do full time, but your husband can do full time. 啊，
我们当妈妈的、爸爸的也是一样。
And those who are moms and dads also.
哇，别人孩子献身了，感谢主啊
！And other people are sacrificing their lives to be preachers. Thank God.
自己孩子要献身，你会讲什么？
But your own child to become a preacher.
我给你读那么多书，你去献身了？
I have let you learn so much, and you're going to be a preacher.
还是你会说、啊、感谢主，我支持你。
And then the, but you should say, thank God, I'll support you.
所以人要换衣服，就是心智要不一样。
So for man to change their clothes, that means they have to have a new ambition, a different ambition.
啊，有时候听到弟兄姐妹讲话说，哇，某某人家里啊 ，1.8 million, so big.
And sometimes I hear brothers and sisters saying, oh, so and so, this person has $1.8 million, the house is huge.
好 ，house 啊，大房子、啊。
Oh, their house is worth $1.8 million.
不要羡慕这个。
Don't admire these things.
我们要羡慕能够为神多做点工。
We have to.Admire to do more work for God.
羡慕如果神不嫌弃我们呢、啊？不嫌弃我们就可以为神多做一点事情。
To do more things for God.
好了，时间到了。
And not waste His time.
我们同心跪下祷告。
And time has come, and we will now kneel down and pray together.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。